Hey, Chickpeas, Ace Man here. Before we get started, I want to thank you for sharing this product with a friend. Honestly, the only reason we're here and the lights are on and we've been going strong for over 4 years now is because of you and you telling a friend, a loved one, and or a coworker. So thank you so much in advance and enjoy the show.
This is Chameleon Digital.
Live from the American Comedy Company in San Diego, California, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest tonight, director of Free the Nipples, Lena Esko, plus Allison Rosen on news, Paul Bryan on sound effects, and a round of Q&As, and now, his nipples are free, but his balls are going to cost you, Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on.
Have you had that to food?
Got to get it on. No choice but to get on, man. Get on. Thank you so much for coming out tonight, San Diego. That's the Deaf Frat guy right there.
Hell yeah.
Allison Rosen. Hello. Right there. Bald Brian right there.
Oh, shit!
Who was that?
It's Dag. It's hashtag top drop if you want to hear it. We don't do those here because I get no internet reception here in the basement.
Oh, okay. All right. But does someone... Oh, I see. Doesn't someone request those
things? Usually I check it right before the show, but the...
Allison
basement.
Rosen said,
that's right.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit!
Thank you.
DFG, Deaf Frat Guy, has...
Mangria, bro.
Has all balls or JV.
Oh, yeah, it is, bro. It's all good.
We got a round of that coming up. Luckily, was up early this morning going to my kids' Christmas pageant at their school, and I have a couple thoughts about that. One is... whoever, I don't know, there are many of you that are maybe out there who do this, but the bitch in front of me held her...
Cut out.
Oh, man, it was some of the funniest shit ever. And I've been doing comedy for a long time.
That was like the most... That was the most fresh and like...
Yeah, it was like the Halley's Comet
point,
of comedy, too. It'll never come back around again. Not in our lifetime.
I know.
I want to just drop the mic and walk off the stage.
You should retire.
So sad that
retire
you didn't hear
that.
Oh, pearls. The bitch in front of me was filming her child, but like this the entire time with the camera above that. Both hands, by the way. Not the one... So... I watched the entire... That's her. My wife, by the way, my wife has to get suspicious when I go, give me the camera. Give me the camera. And she's like, since when do you take pictures of our children at functions? And I'm like, when
since
I have
never.
A chick with huge hair and long sleeves. I took this picture. This is where I sat. I spent the entire time. I watched the whole show on her monitor. I watched my kids.
It's like you have a personal TV on
Christmas
the plane.
Pageant. Yeah, that's what everyone wants is a 1 3/8 by 2 5/8 monitor.
Perfect.
To watch their kids' Christmas pageant. So she sat in front of me holding her arms, both arms, by the way. I do believe you can operate a 7-ounce camera with only one arm these days. Yes, DFG.
It's Bush League.
No, it's totally Bush League.
It's JV. She will never walk that video.
She was 110 pounds, but she puffed up like a porcupine. Like she was like, how can I get my hair as big
it's
as possible?
A lot of volume.
I'll wear something with long, poofy, billowy sleeves, and then I will hold my hands up. I sat behind her and just stared at the back of her head and her arms up, and she would lean in like as I was trying to look. And then... So my son and my daughter is somewhere in that group. Also, There's a couple things. Then the woman who was conducting the whole, you know, Christmas music pageant was exactly in front of me and my daughter. So it's like I sat here, my sight line was of a 52-year-old woman with huge hair and gray streaks and her back, while my daughter was just, there was nothing. I could not see my daughter behind her.
You were getting cock-blocked.
I was being cock-blocked by the chick who was doing it. And my son, I could see just fine, except for he wasn't doing shit. He's like, he's a conscientious objector. He's like one of those, he'd be perfect to like occupy Wall Street. Like he's just going to sit down, have a bong load.
Do a sit-in.
He's just sitting in. It's so weird, too, because you know these kids are all coached up and they're holding this parachute and they're walking in a circle and the five kids' arms swinging up and down, and then here comes my guy. He's just shuffling along, looking at the ground, humiliated,
it's
angry.
Just wasting my time.
Just perturbed. Perturbed. He was moving like you move to the bathroom in the middle of the night when you're fucked up. Just, fuck. I hope I don't step on
anything. He was imitating his dad.
Yeah. Should I try to make myself throw up? I don't think. I'm good. I think I'm good. I'm just going to piss. I get a few Advil in me. I'll be cool. Like, he was just pouting in a circle. My daughter was animated, but I couldn't find her because I had Ansel Adams in front of me with the fucking video rig over her head. That was the entire time. And so I just sat there, and I leaned back, and then I did, and this is what I always do. I always bring a buck slip and a pen because I know I'm going to get bored. So I'm the dad just writing down complaints. And so I wrote down a couple things.
Do you think the other parents are watching and thinking, wow, he's taking his kid's performance seriously. He's taking notes. He's going to give him feedback afterwards.
First off, there's always this kid. The kids are instructed, and it's not once. It's 128 times. Black pants, white shirt. That is the dress code for this Christmas assembly. Anyone up on the bleachers or then who gets up on stage will be wearing a white shirt and black pants. And then there's the one kid wearing the green checkered long sleeve lumberjack flannel. And I thought, that guy, I want to party with his parents. Because there were a thousand times it was said to them, white shirt, black pants. And they went, fuck it. He's wearing... I'm going to dress him like a lesbian trucker up on that stage. There's one kid wearing the red, green checkered shirt. Everyone else was wearing the white and the black. Also, you also realize when you watch those shows that I was trying to watch my daughter, Natalia, who was animated and into it, but I couldn't see behind the music conductor who was blocking me the whole time. And then I realized I can't be the only parent being blocked by the middle-aged chick who's conducting with the music. And then I thought, you know what these conductors and anybody at any of these assemblies who, when you're trying to get an eye on your kid, they need to basically be like referees at a UFC fight. If you ever see these guys, they're constantly doing this. They're like in a half squat. They're out of the camera eye. They're moving around. They're never blocking anything.
They're burning calories.
They're burning calories. She needed to be up on the balls of her feet, moving right to left, head on a swivel. The other thing I saw up there was bad ratio I noticed. I realized when the 125 kids filed in, I was really only there to see one of them, which is my daughter. My son doesn't give a shit. He's mailing it in. By the way, can't you tap out of those things? I mean, back to the UFC thing. Like, my son has no interest in being up on stage and doing, you know, deck the halls with balls.
It's forced labor.
Yeah, like he's up there. Someone yells at him to be cute for 46 minutes, and he wants no goddamn part of it. So I can see him lip syncing the entire thing. The entire thing. He could be mailed in the entire performance. I went to one of his dance recitals. He stared at his feet. Yes, DFG.
He's a kid, not a puppet.
That's right. That's right. I wish you were there with me this morning.
And fuck that shit, bro.
Yeah, no, I understand. DFG, you have a all balls or JV list there, like a Christmas edition?
It's a special Christmas edition.
Yeah, right.
This is the thing where all balls is good,
right.
JV bad. Like the, that thing where the kids were singing, JV.
Right, right. That's JV. All balls is good, JV is okay. Bad.
So I'm going to do a rapid beat round with you.
Okay.
And the other guy, can, if you want to chime in, whatever, it's all good, bro.
Right, okay.
Let's start off with Eggnog Mangria.
Eggnog Mangria? I got to say, that's all balls.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Mistletoe tattoo above the ass crack.
On a dude, or?
I didn't think, either, yeah, dude.
Dude, too?
So then what if my boyfriend and I find ourselves under that guy's butt?
No, get matching ones. Go to Cabo and get matching ones.
All right. I'm going to say that's all balls as well.
Hell yeah, that's quack. What about when those dads dress up as Santa Claus?
Who does?
Fathers.
Fathers?
Dads.
Dads, dads, right.
When they get dressed up as Santa Claus and they want to surprise the family, but then they get stuck in the chimney and 2 weeks later they know by the smell.
Right. All right. Yeah, I know. That was a great Gremlins, the movie, right, that happened. I think that was a documentary.
It was weird because it was a really funny movie up until that point.
Yeah, yeah, it was a weird scene. Yeah, that's JV. That's JV, dude.
Phoebe Cates.
Phoebe Cates is all balls.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
These are layups.
Yeah.
What about fake Christmas trees, bro?
Fake Christmas trees. All right. I don't like fake Christmas trees because I feel like, you know, you're first off, okay. I was looking at pictures this morning of the rubber tree my grandmother used to decorate every year for Christmas. Nothing says Christmas like a rubber tree in the middle of North Hollywood. It was a potted plant. Inside of her house, it was a rubber tree. It's not even close to a Christmas tree.
Was it seasonal for Christmas, or was it a tree that happened to be there all year and she decorated?
It was a potted rubber tree that was there year-round, and they hung... It's a little hard to see. That's my sister, and that's me crawling around on the ground, hoping that I'm snatched up.
Oh, that's not a Christmas tree.
No, I know. It's a rubber tree. I was hoping to just be snatched up by a friendly vulture and taken to a better family. Yes, Mike. There, if you look closely, you can see golden Christmas balls. One of them is in danger of taking the tree down, which is in front. That was one year. Oh, that was every year at my grandmother's house. And then the next year was back at my house was my mom cutting down the branch from a tree in our front yard and leaning it against the wall. Very one-dimensional.
Is that a step up or a step down? And on the one hand, it's smaller. On the other hand, it's real.
I'm going to go with lateral move to hell. It's like if you were standing in lava and you went, oh, I'm just going to move, you know, 9 inches to the right. That's basically what the branch leaning against the wall was. By the way, the more depressing than no tree, right? The branch cut down and put there. So
it's like, would you rather be in a prison cell with no window or a tiny one at the top?
Right. And everyone does this thing all the time where they go, oh, the Christmas tree. You got to get it. You got to schlep it home. And then the thing, 2 weeks later, all the pine needles fall off. And then, yeah, that's the point. It's trouble. That's what sets us apart from the terrorists, everybody. Yeah. We spend a bunch of fucking money doing a bunch of shit that makes no sense. That's why we're into pumpkin chunking, and that's why we're into fake titties, and that's why, well, that makes sense. But the point is we do shit that costs a lot of money, takes a lot of effort, and then goes away because we can. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole point.
Hell yeah.
It's supposed to be a hassle. It smells good. It's fun. We went to the YMCA. We bought a tree. We took the kids out the other night. They picked out the tree. We got the tree. Yes, it's expensive. Yes, it's a waste of time and money, and that's the way we like it. It shouldn't be, oh, let's just go up to the attic and grab this thing and screw it together. Like, it's a, you know, an antenna and put it on the roof. You fucking put it down there and... But, as I've said now, the problem is, and I've been complaining about this for a long time, unfortunately, the great Jimmy Kimmel, you've met Jimmy before.
Yeah.
He likes the fake tree.
Why?
He cites the hassle and the whatever.
On paper, the checklist, the fake tree has a lot in its favor, but the ultimate is that the real tree is real, and it's festive, and it smells good, but there's a lot of things that are good about the
fake
tree.
It's got a nice smell.
But
I actually have the fake tree, and hearing all
but
this
you're
is making
a
me
Jew,
regret it.
You don't count. What I'm saying is, you could go out to dinner on Thanksgiving, and oh, what's with the hassle with the roast and the oven and the turkey and the basting? It's all fucking out. Fine, eat my wife's pussy. Save me the trouble. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Please, do I have to hug my own kids? Why can't I go down to Home Depot and get a couple of Mexicans to hug out with my kids? Come on, I shouldn't have to do it. I have to bend down and hug them? Someone else should do this. Yes, we could farm everything out, but it's the it's called a labor of love. We've forgotten about that part. So, yes, I got the...
It's all bought. It's nice to have a living tree inside your home.
Yeah. No, this ain't living. This is dead.
Oh,
yeah,
I mean, no.
That the rubber tree was alive,
bro. It's still alive, and I've kept trees to April by keeping the water in there.
Yeah,
and make sure you put some sugar or some shit in there.
Yeah, yeah. They say that. I never know if that's good science or not.
And then you take the needles and you like grind them up in the blender. You can make a pillow or something and send it to.
Yeah. Right there,
like give it as a gift or whatever.
So we got the tree set up. My daughter already broke one of the decorative glass bulbs. As I think back to Jimmy, who does go with the decorative tree. The notion of the super brittle, breakable glass orbs that you hang gingerly on the branches of the tree with the thin wire, the kind of wires that come in wrapping or rolling papers,
yeah.
You know, just like the nothing tungsten wire. Seems like something's going to break, right? We had a bulb break, and my wife, who left for the kids' Christmas show before me this morning, and then I showed up, did the thing where she said, a bulb is broken. There's glass everywhere. I put a towel down on top of it, and then she paused and she said, I didn't want Molly to step in it. That's our dog. And then I thought, fuck Molly. What about me? What if I step in shit? You know what I mean? What if the earner? You know what I mean? If Molly steps in it, it's one more trip to the fucking vet. They know her like they know Norm at Cheers. So she, Molly comes in the vest like, hey, Molly, hey. And then you hear the cash register going off. It's people chilling champagne.
But it was probably because animals can't talk, so she would never be able to say she was hurt.
Right, but every time, I don't know if you guys ever have this, but every other day I see another part of my dog has been shaved. And I'm like, oh, that's another $2,300. Like, I'm convinced the dog just goes to the vet. They go, get the wall shaver out. And they just shave a square in her and then hand her back. Oh, that'll be $2,800. And my wife goes, fine, here's a tip.
Bro, so you're like, is this a dog or Sinead O'Connor?
That's very timely, DFG. Exquisitely timely.
Yeah.
All right, so do you have more all balls or JV?
What do you think about those dudes that, like, go fucking ape shit on the house with a fake Santa on the sled and shit on the roof.
Yeah, I think that's all balls. Yeah, I like that. Do you think it's JV?
What do you guys think?
JV.
Hell yeah, it is JV.
Oh, it's JV.
You can see that shit from space.
No, you can't. You're just bringing some merriment to the. Now, I will admit that it is shaming for the other neighbors that aren't doing shit. Your house is, you know, lit up like Berlin after a bombing raid in 1944. And
speaking of timely,
Dresden. Yeah. Like Sinead O'Connor flying a B-17 over Dresden.
Who wants some other bald dudes? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just... All I'm saying is it's a little shaming.
Don't you think it's the house version of my kid is an honor student?
Yeah, it's like, hey, everyone look at me. And it is a weird thing that all they're doing is burning kilowatts. And again, it's one of these things, you know, fuck you, terrorists. Look what we got. You know what I mean? Have fun digging a hole looking for your next cup of water. We're lighting up our roof with bullshit. You know what I mean? And by the way, it only comes on after we go to sleep. Then when we get up in the morning, it's off. We never really technically know if it's on or off. That's a little we care.
The giant inflatable on the roof, that's a fake version of a fake person.
Yes. I, by the way, do not... I wonder... You know, they do that thing. I never really thought about it, but, you know, you see the signs, like, in front of the seafood restaurants and the liquor stores and stuff, where they put the owl up there. And they're like, what's the plastic owl up there for? And it's like, it keeps the pigeons and it keeps the seagulls away. You know, they don't shit on the things because they see the owl there. But by the way, somewhere around month 28 of seeing the same owl that has not moved.
Yeah.
Even with the brain of a seagull, wouldn't you be like, I think we can shit there? Like, I would, if I was a seagull, I'd do some test shitting. Like, you know what? I'm going to go do a high-altitude test shit. Like, I'm not going to go land next to the fake owl, but I will try to shit on it from high altitude. And if it dips a little to the left, then we'll know it's a real owl.
Do you think that's what they do, or do you think there's one bird that's their designated test shitter? Like, they're the dumb friend.
There has to be that one bird that, like, the guy in the frat house that are like, Ronnie, come here. You'll do anything, dude, right? Like, you're the guy who chugged the fifth of Everclear and punched a cop's horse. You know, that guy? You, dude, go down and see if that's a real owl or not. And then, if that's the way birds work, then they must be confused around Christmas time because they're like, there is a fat bearded dude that's on that roof next to the owl. I'm not getting near that place.
And he really gets around because I saw him all over the place.
I see him all over the place, yeah.
You'll never want to deal with seagull shit again in your life. Get a fake falcon with one of them leather helmets. They see that leather helmet, they're like, whoa, I'm getting out of here and shitting somewhere else.
Yeah.
They are birds of prey.
Yeah, yeah, the birds of prey. Yeah.
Because you pray that they won't. Like, eat you or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why they call birds of prey.
Yeah. Yeah, it is weird that they have to put those weird leather helmets on them.
Some of them have goggles.
Oh, really? Like old-time aviators?
Yeah, like Snoopy.
Why stop there? Give them a scarf and a bomber jacket as long as we got them out there. All right. We have some questions from the audience tonight there, Bald Brian.
Yes, we do. First one,
Q&A's.
Yeah, indeed. First one's from Daryl Silver of San Diego. Where's Daryl? Daryl must be close by.
I see a hand.
Okay. I will read the question. So Daryl says, besides getting pass out drunk, what's the best way to deal with my stripper sister-in-law and her worthless husband on Christmas?
Well, first off, the stripper sister-in-law... That's a good thing, right?
That could pay off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you can, first off, you can swing by the job site and say hi.
It's true.
And, you know, if you want to fuck with her, you can go, hey, I went by the Spearmint Rhino and I noticed a little asymmetry in your areolas.
You nail her like a nail gun testing facility.
What's that?
You nail her like one of them factories where they test nail guns to make them better.
Yeah. You should nail her like that?
Nail her.
Yeah, but she's married to your brother.
Fuck that shit, bro.
All right.
I also get the impression
she's a stripper.
I also get the impression from his question that she's kind of a pain in the ass. He's asking how to deal with her besides getting blackout drunk.
Right, right. You know, I don't think you get much past blackout drunk, you know, in terms of dealing with anguish and pain and others who are annoying.
It's a good escape.
Yeah, I've had that. You ever have that situation where you're dealing with someone and they're sloppy and they're drunk and they're obnoxious and you're like, the only way to combat this is to get drunker than you?
To join them and then beat them.
Yeah, I will yell and spit on you when I'm talking because the music is too loud instead of the other way around. I will be the spitter. Your ear will be my petri dish, my spittoon. Yes. So I don't think you can do better than getting knockout drunk.
No, you can, bro.
Sorry.
Has anyone ever done a ton of blow on Christmas?
You having a white Christmas? Yeah. Yeah, I feel like blow is the wrong drug. I don't know how many of you guys are drug addicts, but I feel like this. There's certain drugs.
I mean, don't you want to do show of hands?
Yeah. Yeah, show of track marks. All right. No, there's certain like drugs that are good for certain occasions.
Sure.
I feel like blow is bad for the holidays because you have, you know, your grandpa's there and he's confined to a wheelchair and somebody's talking about the wise men and the manger and the baby Jesus. And
you're doing a bump in the bathroom and you know fucking Santa's looking at
you. Yeah, right, right. Well, did you guys have the elf on the shelf? Yeah, we have the elf on the shelf, which is this little elf that, goddamn.
What are you talking about?
All right. Here's how it works. Christmas is loosely based on you trying to get your kids to act like fucking human beings for 2 weeks out of the year. Where you just go, you know, they're doing, you know, one of them is gnawing at the other one's shin, and you go, hey, Natalia, if Santa sees you gnawing at Sonny's calf, you're not going to get your American Girl doll. And she's like, I guess I can hold off until after the new year. All right. So there's a lot of, like, you know, you're driving, and they're spitting on each other and punching each other, and you go, hey, Santa's not going to be very happy about it. And you get them to act like human beings. Actually, we should just have this for adults, too. Maybe it's called prison.
Religion.
Yeah, what's
religion.
It? Oh, religion. Yeah, oh, it's year-round.
A lot of people think that Santa is just like Jesus. He's always watching you, and you need to act good because you'll go to hell.
Yeah, but, you know, here's the thing about...
Or not get presents.
But here's what I realize. We're fucking up with Jesus watching all the time. We should just pick every other month that he's watching. You know what I mean? Because eventually it just becomes like a reality show where they take the house and they put the cameras all around it. And for the first few episodes, everyone's aware of the cameras. And then after that, the guy's like cupping his own farts and doing this. He's like, I don't care. I'm pissing in the sink and cupping my own farts. Like, I don't give a fuck who's filming me. I don't put a GoPro on my cock. I don't give a fuck. That's what Jesus has become. Santa works because we only dust his ass off for like 2 weeks out of the year, you know, and then people are on good behavior.
There's no way they can know what everyone is doing.
Well, yeah, but my kid.
There are too many people.
No, I know, but there's seven. So they don't know, but we have the elf on the shelf, and the elf sits there
And she you put her different places.
Oh, it's a she?
It's a chick, yeah. And she's
it's an elk.
No, no. It's an elf.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I may mispronounce that. It's
no,
an elf.
No, he's reading lips, so there's bound to be some confusion.
Yeah. Elf on the shelf.
Or like the movie with the, yeah.
Yeah, it's
no,
an
the
elf.
Movie where the Santa Claus, what the hell with that movie?
And the point
elf.
Is this.
Elf.
The kids, the thing that's great about being a kid and the thing that kids don't figure out is once kids fall asleep, they think all of life stops after they go to bed.
Yes.
So every single night, the kids go to bed at 9 o'clock at night, and then my wife grabs the elf from on top of the TV in the family room and moves it on top of a cabinet in the kitchen. And every morning, my kids get up and go, "Holy fuck, the elf!" So the elf moved from the TV set. They missed the whole part where there are adults walking around for several hours after you go to bed.
So is the point of Elf on the Shelf, it's like Santa's representative in your home?
Yes, and the elf is watching. So it's mostly to my daughter where the elf, you know.
Right, so the elf is a snitch.
Stop shooting snot rockets at your brother because the elf is going to drop a fucking dime on
but
you.
But dude. Yeah. You know that, I mean, like, Santa is real. It's just, he can't go around. He's not FedEx.
FedEx.
Yeah. He does, like, you know, like, maybe 20 families or something
right.
for Christmas.
Real.
But he don't do everybody. But I'm just saying, how, when I put those two shots of Jaeger
right.
out on the top of the fireplace,
right.
Moose and Smitty didn't drink them.
Oh, you mean Moose and Smitty didn't drink?
No. I'm just saying he only visits, like, you know, like a political guy on the election night. Like,
oh,
he's flying all over.
Right.
He's real, but he just doesn't hit every single hound.
Right, but who's drinking the Jaeger shots?
Santa Claus!
Okay, it's not Moose and Smitty or Mike.
No, they were at a strip club Christmas Eve.
Right, okay. All right, I'm sorry. Do we have another question, Bald Brian? I wasn't sure what your point was.
No, I think everyone's like, oh, Dana's fake. You know, like, oh, you're an idiot for still believing in him.
Right.
Yeah, because, like, he don't go to apartment buildings because they don't have chimbleys.
Chimbleys?
Chimbleys.
Chimbleys?
The thing that the dude got stuck in Gremlins. You know where the fire, the chimney.
Oh, chimney. Chimney.
Chimney, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. I don't read lips. I'm sorry.
Next question is from Summer Crabtree of San Diego.
Yeah.
Summer. Follow up to the last question, the thing you talked about. Do your kids still believe in Santa? And I will follow up and say, how much longer are they going to believe in Santa?
Listen, as far as I can stretch this, if I can get it into their mid-30s, so fucking... Be it. Like, I can see myself sitting down with my son when he's, like, you know, 29. Look, if you don't get into rehab, fucking Santa, you got to quit chasing the dragon or Santa. I mean, it'd be great if we could just carry, you know, I know you're balls deep in your girlfriend right now, but you need to pull out and come on the tits or Santa. You know what I mean?
Such a good father-son talk.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could carry this.
No, it'd be nice if there was an adult motivator as good as Santa Claus.
Yeah.
A motivator for adults that was as good as Santa
Claus
for kids.
Well, what it is when they're little, it's the guy who's not going to bring them shit. That's the threat. So you're not going to get your American Girl doll, and you're not going to get your Tonka trucks or whatever it is you're going to get. I wasn't talking, by the way, to my daughter and my son. I was talking to my daughter and a random lesbian child. Anyway, but you're not going to get your Tonka trucks. You're not going to get whatever you're going to get. That's when they're kids. Then at a certain point, they cross over, and there's probably not much of a span here. I've never really thought about this, but dig, if you will. You go from, you know, 2 years old to, you know, 10 years old of, hey, you're not going to get this shit. And then you you effortlessly, you just breeze right into taking away shit. You see what I'm saying? Either way, they're going to be out shit. So first it's Santa is not going to bring you shit, and then later on, your pissed off dad is going to take away your shit. And it goes, that's what goes into you're not going to get to borrow the car, your TV's going to get shut off, you don't get to go out on, you know what I mean? It goes from you're getting shit to you're not getting shit. What is that window? There must be just like 14 months of limbo where you're either the threat of not getting shit or having shit taken away, or what I do, give them a bunch of shit and then threaten to take that shit back.
Do they care?
No, they don't care. My kids live in this weird zero gravity environment where presents just fall out of the sky, where nothing means anything. I mean, I see my daughter coming home with the brand new ice skates the other day. My wife explained, doing this one, she got her like a unitard for ice skating, and it was only $183. And I was like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me? My parents have never, that's the entire.
She'll wear it her whole life.
Oh my God. I include food and shelter in that number. My parents have never spent. And then my wife doing the, don't worry, it was half price. I said to her, literally, I said, did you get this at the Caesars gift shop? Where did you fucking get this unitard for ice skating? Like, did you go to Vegas and go to the Caesars gift shop and buy this fucking thing? And she, by the way, found no humor in that. She was just like, no, we got it at the ice skating rink. And it's like, by the way, ironically, the most expensive place to buy anything is at the place where you do it. Why is that? You want to get ripped off on ice skates? Buy it next to a block of frozen ice where other people are skating.
Like, I bet a condom is $800 at a whorehouse.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, yeah, and the fees at the strip joint.
The strip club.
Yeah. For the ATM.
Oh, listen.
This transaction will cost you double what you just took out.
Oh, all right? You try to get $40 and it just spits out 55 cents. Like, that is handling, baby.
Renting bowling shoes.
Huh?
But, hey, dude, in all seriousness, bro, if you want to scare the shit out of your kid and get them to act right about this, you go, that dude Santa, he got another name, Kris Kringle, and it scares the shit out of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
I don't be like Chris.
Kris Kringle, tell me that doesn't scare the shit out of you when you hear it. No? Who the fuck is Kris Kringle?
I don't know. And by the way, is there...
It's Santa's, like, alias.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
But why does nobody call him Kris Kringle?
I don't know. It's kind of like Sean Combs and P. Diddy. I mean, you know, a lighter version. But you know what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, Santa is his rap name?
Yeah, I don't know. Why do we need a legitimate name for Santa? Is there another guy in SAG named Santa? So he's got to be like Santa P. Claus.
Oh,
you owe me a Coke.
Okay.
All right. You have any? I want to look at some boobies, by the way. Would you like to look at some boobies?
I do too. Yeah, yeah. But do you think she believes in taking the Christ out of Christmas?
Who? What?
The boob girl.
Oh, Lena?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see her boobs.
All right. Well, she's coming out. She's going to show us her boobs.
I'll sit here like a gentleman, bro. Oh, dude, can I ask you one more, bro?
Yeah. I mean, all balls or JV? JV or all
one.
Balls?
It's,
yeah.
It's the last one, but it's Christmas time. Mm-hmm. Please. Mm-hmm. Beating off on Christmas Eve. Oh.
Wow. Now,
a lot of factors going on here.
Ooh, yeah. Let's see. Now, if I go at 12:01, that's Christmas Day, right?
It's kind of the whole experience. It's until after you open your present. After you open your present, you can beat your meat all you want.
Right. Yeah.
But Christmas Eve, there's when you've just returned from caroling with the family.
Uh-huh. Right.
The milk and cookies on the mantle. Do you go upstairs and whip out that issue of Cherry or put on Taboo 2?
and have it your Yule log.
Yeah.
Or maybe even like, I mean,
more the mini candy cane, but keep going.
Or like, you know, maybe you take it, maybe you're like, okay, I know Santa, you're watching, I'm going to be good. I'm just going to be in it to Penthouse Forum.
All right. Or maybe you do the little finger pinch and do the retrograde. You know what I mean? Where you beat Santa on a technicality. You know what I mean? Like a smokeless cigarette. You know what I mean? Where nothing comes out.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, you get the full, that. You know, like when you're camping.
Dude, I don't know where you're... That's some fucked up shit, bro. I don't know, dude. That's like beating in a sauna. You don't do it.
Oh, you don't do it. And if you do, stay away from the fucking rocks.
And never beat off in a graveyard.
Well, now you tell me. Where were you on Tuesday? Listen, you're visiting Grandpa. There's a rush of emotion. You're overcome with...
You got to express it somehow. Yeah,
you don't have to deal with all those feelings.
You grieve the way you grieve, okay? I'm not going to tell you how to grieve. Dr. Drew taught me there's a way to do a retrograde ejaculation where you tuck your fingers up under the taint or something and nothing comes
out.
It's
JD, bro.
Yeah. And then does like... Does double the amount come out later?
Or
does
it you think Peter away? North ever did that, bro?
Now, the decorator's never done that. No, what happens is later on in the day when you yawn, a big bubble comes out of your mouth.
Also...
Very embarrassing to explain away. I just drank milk. I drank whole. I should have gone with 2%.
Why does it smell like jizz in here? What were the circumstances under which Dr. Drew taught this to you?
When we would do Loveline, well, again, the camping thing, obviously.
He did sexual deviant.
No, if you share a tent with another individual, it's just, you know, it's decorum. You know, it's
right. So don't mind the furious masturbating, because don't worry, I'm not going to come, because that would be weird.
Exactly. Like, hey, dudes, I'm camping. I was whacking up, but don't worry. I touched my finger on my ass, so it's all good, bro. Hey, let's go. Hey, did you see that firefly? Look at the full moon. I have my finger shoved up my ass because Dr. Drew told me I can't bust a nut. It's JV, bro.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. It would bring out this kind of emotion in you, DFG. I
don't like dropping digits.
I know. You don't put your fingers up your ass.
Or even a lady. You do that, you're gonna feel it.
No, no, I'm not.
No, I ain't going to hit you, but you'll feel it.
No, I'm...
Get away.
The retrograde version is not up the ass. You go,
Adam, you seem to have upset him a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not. You don't go digits
I
up the ass.
I thought you were talking about that time that Ashley tried to stick a finger up my ass.
No. Which Ashley?
The one with the shaved bush.
Oh, okay. All right, no. You go sort of back ball taint, put some pressure up there, and evidently it works. It's nothing I've never tried it. I have no, you know, it's not like, well, I'm particularly attached to this load of semen, and I'd like to carry it well into my retirement. I don't even like the idea that it's in me now. I wish there was just some sort of, you know, semen shot back. It could be removed.
Yeah, I mean, you know. I feel like the only time this would come up is when it would be impolite to come based on the company you're with.
Right.
Which means, where the fuck are you masturbating?
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's strictly for camping. That's all. It's just the camping.
They should teach it in Boy Scouts.
Absolutely.
What about driving to spring break in the RV?
Well, there you go. Or going to Havasu or Palm Springs during spring break.
Sometimes there are benefits to not nutting in like a minute.
Right, right. Okay, good. I'm glad you've come around on this one. All right, DFG, are we good? Any more JV or all balls? Or
yeah,
all balls or JV?
I have to ask Brandy. I have to because he loved movies. What did that movie where the killer when a Santa Claus killer guy is like, Christmas Eve is the scariest night of the whole goddamn year. It's from the 80s, but...
Or Silent the, Night, Deadly Night?
Who said silent? Fuck you, bro.
That's the name of the movie.
Yeah. Oh, Silent Night, Deadly
yeah,
Night.
That's yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Dude, I was watching that movie on Christmas Eve, and my dad comes along like, what is this bullshit? I was like, it's a really good movie. And they go, not on Christmas. And he took out the DVD, and I'm like, bro, that's a rental. And he goes, I don't care. And he threw it in the fire.
Wow.
And they go, you're not ruining Christmas again.
Can I ask you this quickly? We got to bring our guests out. But oh, I mean, yeah. Guys, really quickly, Nelson Mandela, the funeral. That had to be... What was that like for you? I know you're a fan of the man.
You know that I am a comedy snob.
Comedy snob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The late Sam Kinison had a bit where, like, he dies and he's in the morgue. Mm-hmm. And the dude that, like, you know, gets you ready in the morgue.
Right, mortician.
Fucks his in the ass.
Right.
Him in the ass, and it's the ultimate sin.
Right.
This is what happened to Nelson Mandela.
Really?
With the sign that...
Yeah.
The dude's talking about birds and shit.
Really? Yeah. I couldn't read what he was saying.
I thought he just had a South African accent.
Right. Oh, they have accents.
Yeah, just the way the pinky...
Oh, interesting.
So I'm like, I'll give him a break.
Right.
The next thing I know, I want to... I'm like, dude, this dude is on bath salts or some shit.
Right. At first, you just chalked it up to the pinky accent.
Yeah, but everyone knows. It was a disgrace. I'm trying to enjoy the funeral.
Right. No, I understand.
And he ruined it.
He ruined a perfectly good afternoon for you.
This dude is no longer... He's a joke.
He's a joke?
A joke.
Joke.
His career is...
Okay, all right. All right, well, someone whose career is just beginning.
Nice.
Ah, that's right.
I'll move over right for her.
Yeah, please. She's doing a Fund Anything campaign. Free the nipple. Lena Esko is here. Lena, you... she's coming out right now. she's trying to raise
Lena,
money.
Thank you.
Good to see you, Lena. All right, tell us about the documentary, and tell us about you and your background, and then we'll get to the boobies in a second.
Well, first of all, it's a feature film, not a documentary.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it's about censorship, it's about freedom, and it's about empowering women.
I would say it's about time.
It's about time.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
You're a regular Helen Reddy.
Thank you. Hear me roar. So when did you, you know, you're starring in it, right?
Yes.
What is your background?
My background is that I grew up acting, and I kind of got tired of just waiting for that audition, and I wanted to take charge of my career. And my best friend inspired me. Sorry, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
No, it's all good, but you acted in London, Paris, New York, you modeled...
Yes, when I was 15, I tried it just to make some money, and it sucked, so I stopped.
Why did it suck? Why did modeling suck?
Because nobody cares about what you're saying. They just want to look at you, and it sucks.
Yeah, it's called modeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I hated it, so I don't want to be those kinds of girls.
Right. So you got out of modeling, because no voice in modeling.
No voice.
And you started acting, but tired of waiting in line.
I didn't really want to take it serious either. Mm-hmm. I didn't really like the whole actor, actresses hanging out in Hollywood.
When did the Free the Nipple idea come up?
It came up 3 years ago. My best friend is like the most free-spirited person ever. And when she was 5 months old, she got kicked out of the church for breastfeeding. And that was enough for me to really... dive into this new story and create a story about these girls in New York going topless. And
what is the central theme is that
believe if guys can go topless, girls should be able to go topless? Or
correct. It's it is about the double standard. If men can be topless, women should be able to be topless. But we also brought in the violence aspect of it, because then we can really start a conversation about what is more obscene, violence or a nipple. It was said that in the mid-1930s, men weren't allowed to be topless, and they fought that law, and now they can be topless.
Yeah, look, dude, look at this fucking pipe. You think these things can't, you know? Hell yeah.
You know, the double...
Look at this 16-inch python.
The double standard that always pisses me off is when you see The Biggest Loser... And when the dudes weigh in, they weigh in shirtless, but the guy's 587 pounds, and he has the stretch marks and the huge areolas, and he's lactating. Like his one nipple's like the crying Indian watching the guy throw fast food out of the van. And I'm like, what is more? It is 8:15 in the evening. I'm trying to eat my fucking lasagna. What is more offensive? And the thing that I've always said that has driven me insane is, if you watch television and you watch reality shows and you see Survivor, you'll see the hot skinny chick and she's scrambling up the cargo net. And if part of her little bikini brief pulls down, they will pixelate just the top of her ass crack.
Yeah, the part where the mistletoe tattoo is.
That's right. But if the lactating dude wants to get up there with all the stretch marks and the areolas the size of hubcaps, no problemo for that dude. Either it's offensive or it's not. Like, it's to me, it's always the lasagna test. Do you put your fork down or don't you? If I see a little supermodel ass crack, I don't put my fucking fork down. Sorry, go ahead.
It's true. It's we sexualize the dumbest images, and that's how media makes money and everybody makes money, really.
So is it more like a European model? The, you know, topless beaches, places
like
that.
Even I think in France and in Germany, body wash commercials, women are topless, and it's completely normal.
I'm totally against shaved bush. I liked it at first, but if I wanted to, fuck a shaved, like a raw turkey, I go to Whole Foods.
Yeah,
it looks weird without a little bit of bush.
Let me just say this, DFG, as far as the fucking the turkey at the Whole Foods, you can only do it once per Whole Food. You have to move. You have to keep going. You can't go to like the Sherman Oaks Whole Foods, fuck the turkey, and then come back.
But he
like,
has
the following
but
weekend.
He has a punch card.
Yeah, no, it's not like
turkeys in
stuff.
Summer and spring are like half price.
Well, certainly the ones you've gotten to will be discounted.
I've never boned one. I boned a pumpkin, but not a turkey. I was like, I don't know, like 7, 8.
Oh, you were young. You were young when you boned the pumpkin?
Yeah, all young kids do stupid shit, boning pumpkins. I don't know. I think I did it in a taxi or some shit.
Right, yeah, you have a lot of range. Sorry, Lena.
It's okay.
So you're modeling, acting. It wasn't fulfilling.
No, it wasn't until I decided to do this movie, and everyone walked away from me. They're like, what are you doing? You're crazy. You're doing a movie about toplessness. You're ruining your career. You're not going to go anywhere. And I decided to just listen to that little voice inside my head, and I ended up doing it. And it's been really rewarding. It's been a long, tough road. We're dealing with so much censorship issues left and right.
Where have you been topless in public?
In New York City, in Zuccotti Park, through Occupy Wall Street in Times Square.
Oh, I bet those Occupy Wall Street guys Pucci's were super
uncle.
Happy.
Yes.
You probably meant Pucci's uncle.
Oh, he
exactly.
was there? Poochie's uncle is at Occupy Wall Street?
Dude, he finger-banged the chick in the tree at Occupy Wall Street, bro.
Really?
Yeah. Then he went to Fresno, and he he said he got laid.
All right, but is he okay, Poochie's uncle, by the way? I know he's in the hospital.
Poochie's uncle sat on his testicles the other night. He was transported to the hospital by a professional team, and I am pleased to say that he will be in for a few more days, but he is resting comfortably.
Comfortable. Was there the torsion issue? I know he
torsion of the. It's like a concussion. Every time you sit on your nuts, it gets worse.
It gets a little worse. So it's a cumulative effect of sitting on your own sack.
His tentacles, dude, if you ever seen them, they're like those fingerling potatoes.
Right.
Or pancakes or whatever.
Right, right, okay.
It depends on the weather.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry, I bore you with Poochie's uncle, but he has torsion of his testicles. And anyway, we wish him Godspeed, I guess is what
bro,
we
said. Bro, he's doing fine.
Okay, all right. So in the movie, which now the movie's done, but we're still trying to raise some money for distribution and music and things like that, right?
Yeah, we're trying to get it to the audience the way we made it, because the MPA, which is the Motion Picture Association of America, wants to give us an NC-17, which is considered pornography, and there's not one sexual act in the movie. Meanwhile, they allow crazy amounts of violence in movies, PG-13 movies. Like, recent studies show that PG-13 films have more gun violence than rated R films, so...
I made an independent film myself. It had no violence and no sex. All it had was two fucks. It was, hey, motherfucker. Like, in a context, a guy was yelling at me in a boxing ring. Hey, motherfucker. There was two fucks in there, and they said, you're getting an R rating. And I was like, and the thing that's insane about that system is it, when it would come on cable, they'd have to justify the R rating, even though the movie had nothing in it that you would watch the movie and go, why is Evan? And it would say, you know, language and violence. It was amateur boxing. Guys were wearing, it's like saying you couldn't watch the Olympics on a Sunday morning because of violence. The guys wearing headgear and boxing gloves. They cited violence in a boxing movie.
It should have been PG.
It's totally insane. And then they get into this horrible thing where they go, well, if you cut out one fuck, we'll give you your PG. And it's like, it feels
but
like
hang
fucking
on. Why,
extortion.
They don't really get specific at the MPA. They just give you a stamp and they won't even tell you why.
Oh, with us, they're like, keep removing fucks until you owe us
really?
Fucks. And then you'll be in the hole like nine fucks. And then we'll give it to you. But obviously it's insane.
You had hookups probably.
Yes. Yeah. Well, not we weren't hooked up well enough, evidently.
Adam's got juice.
Yes. So obviously you then turn on TV and you see people being decapitated or the guys from The Biggest Loser and the areolas and you're like, what the fucking what year is it?
Yep.
And why have we gotten crazy? The violence is run unchecked, but the nudity, I don't feel like it's stayed in step. You know what I mean? Like we're
there should be a balance, and that's what the whole film is about. We really just want to start a conversation. I mean, if you're going to be censoring, you know, sex and love and nipples and women enjoying orgasms, you should be censoring violence. Just have a little bit of balance. It's just all retarded. An average American child sees, you know, 200,000 violent acts and 16,000 murders on television by the age of 18. And it's ridiculous. And the nipple has become the worst thing ever. And I always say the same thing. It's like the first thing you see when you're born is the nipple, and it's the first thing you connect with, and it's what nourishes us. Why
who
can, is
who
it?
Who cares
terrible?
About it? I mean, come, exactly. It's a body part. Yeah. Yeah. Get, if the, he's clapping. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It, but it's men are from Mars, women are from Venus. The men like to do the guns, and the ladies like to nurture and show,
exactly.
You know, with the breath. But the men don't want the ladies to get away with having more power.
Oh, You actually, you're very smart.
Well, yeah, the DFG is wise beyond his.
Yeah, you're deep.
Years or something. Yeah.
Take the tri-delt in the lawsuit. Against Delta Gamma.
Right?
No, fuck that. We don't have a good all right. time.
All right. So I feel weird asking you to remove your top, but I thought that's something. Well, you'd be a hypocrite if you didn't, right?
I mean, not really. I mean, I'm here to promote the film. I'm also an actor and a filmmaker. I would get topless if Allison gets topless or more people here get topless.
That was a good
and
answer.
And you too, Adam.
Well, then I guess we won't be seeing any boobs tonight. But Brian,
what if I hang a ball?
Huh?
What if the defrac guy hangs a nut?
You know, just one ball.
But not the same thing.
I mean, if he hangs a nut and you take your shirt off and Allison does, absolutely.
Wait a minute. What happened?
You're holding your breast hostage.
I'm wearing a shirt with boobies on my T-shirt. I mean, come on. And if you want to see my boobs, they're all over my film. You know, they're there. You know, they're even
where?
In my camp. In the they're actually in freethenipple.com, and the movie hopefully will come out next year.
All right, so you guys just all, anyone who's getting,
anyone want to get topless?
Service. Anyone want to get topless?
Get the ladies up to come up. That's the way you do it, I think.
Ah, there. Chris Maxipatis got his shirt off right
now. That's it, bro, dude. That's it, bro.
Yeah, I got it, dude.
Hey, that still counts.
Yeah,
yeah, that totally counts.
That's right.
Get the lady with a set of balls on her.
All right.
Oh, boobs. Right.
Oh, we got a winger over there.
I missed it.
Lena, we're going to move ahead to the news if we don't get a winger.
Totally. I mean, if we all go topless, I'll go topless here.
No, the deal was no one wants to see my fat ass chest.
Why not? They're just nipples.
Why not? Now, listen.
This dude, I've seen him play shirts and skins football. He's got nipples like those old 45 records.
They're prodigious, is what we would call it. All right. Should we do some news and maybe we'll see some nipples at some point during the course of Allison Rosen's news?
I might get super hot during one of the news stories and decide what the hell.
All right. Yeah. Unleash. All right. Let's do it.
News with Allison Rosen.
She'll read some news from her iPad. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. It's Allison. When it's time to wrap it up, she'll sign it off with zip it cut. It's Allison.
I just need to share my experience of what is happening right now, which is bringing me back to like a very, very school place of there's fun that everyone can have if only I would do something.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to because I am too uptight.
Yeah.
So sorry. We all won't be having sex.
Yeah. If you would just loosen up and blow the soccer team, we could all have a good time and get on to our homerooms.
All we have to do to go to this really cool party is walk really far and then climb over a picket fence, walk through someone's backyard, and then do, I don't know, that happened one time. And
Did you get into trouble? See, it worked out.
No, what happened was I'm not good with heights and also with a lot of physical activities. So I went over the picket fence, but as I jumped over it, I held onto the fence and pulled the whole slat with me.
You know, I hopped a fence for the first time in a long time.
Can we get two mangrias up here quick?
Hold on a second. I hopped my kid's school fence today for
How'd
the first time in a long time. Swimmingly. It was one of those things where schools have like basically become maximum security prisons now, unfortunately. And there's that whole thing where it's like you park on this side. Any time in life where you're going to an event and you go, fuck, there's plenty of parking, you're always fucked. It means you're somewhere other than where you need to be. So it's like you go, why is nobody parked here? Oh, this is awesome. Well, there's park right in front of the school. And then you find out, oh, the south gate is closed. You have to go around the thing to circumnavigate the globe till you get to the front gate or whatever. The gate was open. I walked in the back of the school. I saw the assembly. And then I started walking out and the gate was locked. And I said, fuck it. I'm going over the top.
Your hero.
Nah, thank you. Yes.
Who do I have to fuck to get two mangrias?
Oh, okay. You want some mangria? Sorry, where
were we? One for the lady, bro.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah, mangria. It helps with the T-shirts.
Did you... Did you guys hear this story? This happened in Duluth, Georgia. A 17-year-old high school senior was suspended for a year because he hugged a teacher. And then she rebuffed him. There's actually surveillance video footage of it. You see him walk up to her. Oh, I guess we have it if you can.
So he goes,
he's hugging her. There he is hugging her. And then she pushes him off.
Uh-huh.
And so now he's suspended for a year. He's lost his scholarship. And it's this whole big thing because his mother is upset about it. The school is saying, the teacher is saying that she had warned him not to do this
But he's saying that he never received warnings. He did have...
Shoving a pack of like heroin or drugs to shove up his ass to bring to prison.
Wait, hold on a second. I got to stand up because I'm getting pissed off now. Listen, who gives a fuck about your personal space? Like, we're going nuts with everyone's personal space and everyone feeling like... You know this thing all the time where people go, I felt threatened or I felt like my personal space had been... Fuck you, pussy. Who gives a shit? My friends have pissed on me 500 times. I never felt threatened or my personal space had been invaded.
Allison's pissing on you right now.
That's right. No, my point is this. If you are on the freeway and somebody taps your car at 2 miles an hour and there's no damage done to the bumper of your car or the front bumper of the car that taps you, but you get out and say you now have to have spinal surgery, you're fucked up, you're a piece of shit, and we don't need you. You can't sue. There wasn't an accident here. There wasn't a crime. I don't give a fuck how you feel. Just because you were molested at some point doesn't mean you get to fucking take your poison and spread it all over society. What are we getting so uptight for about everything? Oh, the kid made a gun out of his finger and did this, or he kissed another girl, or he hugged a teacher. Yeah, here's the deal. I don't think you should hug teachers in general. I never felt the urge to hug any of my teachers. Maybe my counselor, Mr. Hansen.
It's what Lena is saying. We are too uptight.
Yeah, we're too uptight. But here's the deal. Somebody does something to you that you don't want them to do, fucking move on. That you don't have to call the cops. There don't have to be lawyers involved. We don't have to get the insurance companies involved. We don't have to exchange information or fluids. Just fucking walk away. Fucking walk away. Whatever happened to just fucking walking away?
Hell yeah.
Whatever happened to just going, hey, knock it off, and then walking somewhere else?
She said that his lips and cheeks touched her neck.
Who gives a fuck?
Well,
I got shit thrown at me.
Is she trying to get money?
That hasn't come out, no.
I don't care how all the frail, broken, hollowed out shells of human beings feel. I felt invaded. Who gives a fuck how you feel? You're broken. Fucking plane flies over. You go into a fetal position. That's your fucking business. Now knock it off. We're trying to get on in our life here. And we don't need another suspension or another fucking lawsuit or another note going home. Just fucking move on. We're human beings. Let's get over ourselves.
I will say all the... This is a...
Yes.
Obvious point. But all the fake sexual harassment stuff takes the legitimacy away from genuine
good
sexual harassment.
Good old-fashioned, honest sexual harassment. Fucking guys should bring their lunch pail to work, sexually harass, roll up their sleeves, put in an honest day, and punch the clock.
Right. What happened to your father's sexual harassment?
That's right.
I was walking by in downtown L.A. There were a bunch of female construction workers. I couldn't hear, but they were whistling at me, pinching my ass, grabbing my cock and balls.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You didn't fucking call a
No,
therapist.
They were all ladies.
Right.
I mean, I was uncomfortable.
Yeah, but you didn't call an attorney. No, here's my question. Incidents of reported sexual harassment, have they gone up or have they gone down since we started doing sexual harassment seminars and training?
Up
what, 10,000-fold? Because everyone thinks they have rights now? Fuck it. Fucking turn the other cheek and move the fuck on. Look, there's some guy at work who's a weirdo or a perv, and he looks at you a certain way or says someone's been working out or that sundress looks hot on you. Good. Take it as a compliment and move the fuck on. And yes, he's beating off to you when he gets back to his one-bedroom apartment next to his hot plate.
But
and
he's
if it ever hits
it
the
off,
hot plate,
so don't worry.
You don't want to get that plume. The point is this. Get on with your fucking life, everybody. Get on with it. Who gives a shit? You're not that important. I'm the only important one. You guys aren't. No. Just fuck it. Everyone just shake shit off and move on.
If you have a super small apartment, that would be a really good time for the retrograde ejaculation.
That's what I'm saying. So it doesn't hit the hot plate.
Yeah, exactly. You're cooking. Right.
That's right. Three cats and a hot plate. Something's got to give. You know what
I'm saying? A lot of people are going through really hard times right now in Syria. Like, they're not the ones complaining.
Don't get political now,
but
DFG.
They are not the ones complaining that some dude trying to finger them on the bus.
Yeah, it's just a hug. It's a hug.
So perhaps this holiday season you're wondering, how much should I be tipping many of the people in my life? For example, how much should I give the barista? I've never wondered this. But this article can help you.
I'm trying to figure out the mailman.
Oh, that's in here.
Okay. The thing is people go, oh, you got to leave a bottle of scotch out for the guy. I don't think a bottle of scotch is going to last long on my curb. And I haven't worked out the dude's schedule. I don't know exactly when he's coming by, but there's a fair bit of traffic. And I just put a bottle of Cutty Sark out on the fucking... on this curb like an offering. Some hobo's going to grab the shit. Or the aforementioned seagull's going to come down without the plastic. I'll put an owl to protect it. Is there something, a plastic something we can put next to booze to protect it from hobos?
Is there an owl-shaped flask? That'll solve all your problems.
The guy's drinking from an owl out in front of my house again. I want to tip the mailman, and I wouldn't mind hitting the garbage man, too, but I want to spend 4 hours out on the curb in a bathrobe pacing with a bottle of booze.
Corolla's really hit hard times.
Well, what do I do? Like, sit out front just staring out the window? What?
Bro, you are always bitching about the government and tactics. Like, okay, why don't I just bring a 30-pack of Natty Ice up to the IRS office and be like, Merry Christmas or whatever.
All right, you're drunk now.
No, but dude, I know these guys are nice guys, but why do you feel you have to tip them?
Because everyone tips their mailman, and I don't care. I don't feel... By the way, my mailman at this point is just dropping off penny savers from the mid-70s. Like, he's not doing me any good anymore. You know what I mean? I don't even need him.
Question for you. Now, you just moved.
And the garbage man doesn't get out of the fucking truck anymore. Why do we need to tip his ass?
Yeah.
You know, he's moved?
Let me... What's that?
You moved?
I moved. Yeah,
but do you feel like you need to tip these people when you don't have a relationship with them?
Let me tell you the ultimate humiliation. Please be honest if any of you have ever suffered this walk of shame. The Corollas were very poor growing up, and we did not know when to throw anything out, ironically, and including garbage cans. But the trash man will decide. He will fucking pull the plug on your Terry Schiavo of a garbage can when it gets too leaky, too rusty, and too shitty. Eventually, he'll just fucking, the Grim Reaper, he'll decide. Scatman Crothers will be the judge, jury, and executioner of your garbage can. And I swear to God, every 6 years, the garbage man would like lift up the old rusty piece of shit with the bottom falling out and just go, fuck it, I'm letting go. I'm just fucking let it be free. Be free. Your garbage can has now become part of the garbage. And then there's that move where it's like, all right, take the garbage cans in. It's like, nah, I guess the city took care of that for us. That is a fucking walk of shame when you're walking back into the house without the garbage cans going, we're too fucking poor and pathetic. The guy who cleans up garbage for a living said, I'm squeezing the trigger on this. I'm putting him out of his misery.
Bro, that's like some Oscar the Grouch shit.
Yeah, it is. And the other thing, I'm permanently obsessed with the things that took way too long. Garbage cans with wheels attached to them did not come into vogue until like 1987. I spent my entire childhood dragging that fucking steel can, making a noise where I was like, could please somebody come in and take ice skates and rub them against a chalkboard? And the sound of punching a baby in the stomach is a better sound than this can that's dragging along the ground.
Sparks flying.
Coming up. We had the old asphalt driveway that was falling apart. We leave that weird white mark, like when you get that weird ashy skin and you drag your fingernail along it. You brothers, I know there's no black people here tonight, but you guys listening at home, you know what I'm talking about. Why did not one individual go, perhaps we should incorporate two plastic wheels into this thing that we're dragging a country mile out to the fucking curb once a week? Why did that fucking invention take so long?
They had them on suitcases.
Well, that took a while, too.
Imagine shopping carts before wheels.
Oh.
You would not want to go to the store with a headache.
Yeah. And did you guys... Here's how you used to know you're in a horrible part of town by the shopping cart and what they did to prevent the shopping cart from leaving said premises. Back before they had like the weird computer locking, you know, spike strip and all that kind of shit. When they had that piece of electrical conduit that had the hose clamps on it that went up just a little bit higher than the door opening for the store. Do you guys... Is anyone old enough to experience this? Oh, fuck, I got to move out of this neighborhood. Yes.
It would physically prevent you from getting out the door.
Yes, you would literally have to stop at the door and transfer all your shit like a pelican into its beak. Sorry, where were we?
So anyway.
They should make really... Oh, sorry, bro. Yeah. Sorry, bro.
No, go ahead.
Allison, sorry, bro.
No, I would like to hear what you have to say.
I was just thinking it would be a cool product to make really high-end shopping cart, you know, rhinestones and, like, make it look nice and shit.
Yeah, like bedazzle the cart?
Yeah. So you don't have to leave the thing everywhere.
You mean you have your own personal shopping cart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that way the buzzer don't go off and shit because it, like, they're like, it's got rhinestones. He's not stealing it.
Uh-huh. And then you could put some, like, custom rims on it or something.
Yeah, whatever, a fur.
Yeah. Have it lowered.
Have the thing motorized, dude.
Right.
Have it be like a rascal.
Yeah, yeah, rascal. Yeah, sorry.
Do you own a rascal?
No, I lease. I don't own my rascal, no. But it's a write-off, you know, I do it under my business, you know. Yeah, I'm sorry. Ah, speaking of rascals, you rascals should get some Sherry's Berries, baby. Yeah.
Finally, giant, they get to see how it's done.
Giant dipped berries, strawberries, beautiful, delectable berries. DFG, you love these Sherry's Berries. They dip them in chocolate, and white chocolate, milk chocolate, and dark chocolate. I'm out of chocolates, but they dip them in it, man.
Every chocolate, and you, they dip the berries in it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, yeah. And we got a deal for my listeners only. By the way, it's only $19.99 for delicious, dipped, huge, humongous strawberries. For my listeners, by the way, you can get double the berries for $10 more. Call 866-FRUIT-02, or you can visit them online at berries, berries.com. Click on the microphone, top right-hand corner, type in ACE. Don't wait. The deal expires Friday, baby.
Well, what's the number again?
Thank you, DFG. The number, 866-FRUIT-02.
Slow down.
Eight. We got to dial the one. That one?
Yeah, one.
Yeah, one. 866-FRUIT-0.
Four what?
FRUIT-02.
Four.
FRUIT-02, sorry.
Fruit. Hell yeah.
So anyway... Just one more thing from this tipping story. Then we'll move on. It says for your barista, this is what it says. A $10 to $20 tip for each barista you see every morning who knows your name and has your drink ready before you even order it. Does anyone live this life, or is this a scene from a Sandra Bullock movie?
Yeah. No.
Does anyone see a barista every morning who knows your name and has your drink ready before you even order it?
One
person said yes.
You do. And you, so you just go to the same place, you go to the same Starbucks over and over again, yeah. And they know who you are, and it's waiting as you walk in. Yeah. And all right, now you gotta tip the shit out of that person then.
Well, A.
Yeah.
When I was, you know, I had that for a while, but they knew, I walk in and they knew to give me the drink. Right when I came out from taking a huge dump.
Yeah, usually they give it to you before, and that's what... Yeah.
Yeah, usually it helps.
Yeah.
All right. Mm. Etiquette question. Now, what do you do? You're at a Starbucks or similar coffee shop, and you need to use the bathroom, and you also want to order a drink. Do you just take the drink into the bathroom with you? Because that's what I do, but I always feel weird about it.
I don't know, but all this coffee dump talk has got me into my sort of off bowel schedule.
This
should be your next documentary, by the way.
Feature film, you saying?
Well, yeah. Sorry, feature film. No. That won't be your next. This will be first.
This will be your doc.
You've done a lot of them.
Which is this? You guys, please be honest. You have a bowel schedule, right? You get up at a certain time every day. You have your cup of coffee. You eat your breakfast bar, whatever it is, and then it's off for the morning constitution, whatever. But then, and that's what I do, but then you get the, hey, we need you in Inglewood, 6:30 a.m. call for the Catch a Contractor show. And now I'm standing in my bathroom at 5:45 yelling, come on, asshole, do your thing. And my asshole's like, I'm usually asleep by now. What are we in? We're in beat-off mode, aren't we? No! We're in shit mode. You shit now, dude. And then they're
like, asshole, don't fail me now.
Don't fail me now. I was like, come on, I put a breakfast bar in you, and I put some coffee in you. Let's dance, monkey.
You're saying I put a breakfast bar in you to your
asshole?
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah. And dance. Dance. And my asshole's like, just get back to me in about an hour. And I'm like, fuck that. I'll be in Inglewood in an hour, and I'm going to be shitting in Inglewood. So shit now. And my asshole's like, yeah, not into it. Not, you're off. You should have called.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Don't spring this on me.
You gave me a little heads up or texted me. Maybe I could work with you. I'd like to work with you. I really would. But I can't because we're like 3 hours off our shit schedule here. And I'm talking to my shit going, what? And my shit's like, hey, leave me out of this. You know, I'm just along for the ride. This is between you and the asshole. And then the problem is you're now dealing with, well, I'm going to go to Inglewood and then shit at 8:30 when I would normally shit. Or not shit until 6:30 this evening. So I can shit in a strange place on something plastic and weird that's going to take a little hand sprayer thing to get it down, like in a weird trailer with someone banging on the door. I swear to God, that's how it works. Like the makeup person will just be standing outside of the trailer and someone will go, aren't you going to go in and make him up? I have to wait till I see the light go off on the toilet seat. Once I see that indicator, then I start banging on the door. There's a pressure regulator we've set up on the toilet seat of the trailer. When his ass hits it, then I'll be like, no, you're not going to get the shit out there. What do you do? And you guys have dominion over your own asshole.
But it, can I tell you something?
Yes.
It, again, we go back to the theme. It's like we are uptight. It's like you are too uptight to just pull over onto the side of the 405 and take a huge shit. If you have to go, let it go. Let it go.
Yeah. No, I feel
you
like
don't carry toilet paper in your car?
Listen, first off, you know, I'm recognizable. Somebody's going to go by with a cell phone. I'm going to end up on TMZ, and that's going to be,
wear a fake,
you know,
beard.
Just so I can shit on the side of the freeway? I feel like it's a lot of work.
This plan's getting more and more elaborate.
What is better, to put on a fake beard and have a satisfying dump, or to shit all over your new Corinthian leather?
It's a pretty valid point. I guess I've never really looked at it that way. What do you guys do when your schedule gets fucked up that way?
I alter the routine. I don't do the coffee. I don't, you know what I mean?
Like, no, I know, no, it sucks, but I don't want to.
But if I'm caught out in the, you know, on an island somewhere,
you're gonna be shitting on a Southwest flight.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
All right. And when you work my plan, there's no shitting until you get home at 6:30. I mean, you're pushing back the Duke, you know, 12, 14 hours.
You see a dude on a flight that comes out of that bathroom and it reeks, you want to punch that dude in the head.
Yeah. No, I agree. All right, let's do one more, baby girl.
I mean, I'm happy to say my asshole's usually up for anything.
Really?
Yeah.
A Cracker Jack. I like that.
It's fairly spontaneous.
Mine too.
Is it just ready to party?
Yeah, whenever I want.
Just spontaneous. Like if I said to your asshole, hey, after the show, let's go to Vegas.
Pretty much.
And shit.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Like I am a very controlled person, but my asshole's up for adventure.
Uh-huh.
Get that drop.
it's like in Bewitched, you know?
Yes.
She had her groovy, swinging 60s mm-hmm. alter ego friend, like her half-twin sister that was
right,
always
that
ready to
like
party.
Her, but with the dark wig.
Yeah, or Hasselhoff's evil twin.
Or like Charles in Charge versus Chaz, his alter ego when he got hit in the head.
Yeah, or I think Snoopy had a Mexican Spike. Cousin. Spike, who liked to shit yeah. everywhere. I'm not sure if I'm mixing up my stories. But
Urkel had an alter ego.
Urkel had an alter ego as well. Sorry. All right, one more.
So this guy won a contest on Howard Stern where it was the I Want to Get My Grandpa Laid contest, and it had a tie-in with Bad Grandpa. That's the name of the movie, right? Yeah, Bad mm-hmm. Grandpa. Mm-hmm. And he won... sex with hookers. He could redeem this thing for... He could have sex with hookers.
Yeah.
His grandson entered him in the contest.
Mm-hmm.
And he was all excited, and he was going to go have sex with hookers, and he had a steak dinner beforehand.
Yeah.
And he choked on the steak and died.
You got a protein load.
So his grandson cashed the thing in.
Oh, really? Well, a couple things. I always like this hypothetical. DFG, I know you don't have any kids. Lena, you don't have any. But
no.
What is...
My pledges on my kids.
What's it? Oh, your pledges for your frat. What, you know, every once in a while they have the old man porn where, like, the old guy is porking the 22-year-old. What sadder, the... parent of the 22-year-old who's making it with the guy whose entire body looks like a scrotum sack? Or the grandkid of the old guy who's fucking at age 72?
Oh, there are definitely more proud grandkids of the old guy than there are proud yeah. parents.
Mike F's grandfather was in a porno, a vintage.
Vintage.
Yeah. He was on shore leave. Uh-huh. He didn't even know they were filming a fuck movie.
Really?
But Mike F. saw it, and he knew it was his grandfather because he had, a birthmark.
Oh, okay. All right. So he confirmed that. Yeah.
He was very proud.
By the way, I don't believe in God, but maybe when he was eating that porterhouse, God did that move that the skipper does when he goes to the mound, you know, just tapped on his
yeah.
arm. When,
called right. the bullpen with the
yeah,
lefty.
Yeah, I've seen enough. Yeah.
I'm good for one more batter, coach.
Yeah. I know you're going to be balls deep and having a coronary inside of a runaway in about 9 hours, but I'm going to go ahead and just grab you before that. You know what I mean? It's not oftentimes I believe in God, but this is one of those times where God went, you know what? Better you choke on this meat than she chokes on your meat. And we don't want this. You know what I mean? When you're talking to St. Peter, I don't want you explaining this one. You know what I mean? Let's bring you up now.
Yeah. I can't decide if it's sad or not.
Well, he died almost doing what he loved.
That's what I'm saying.
By the way, you know, if you said to me... well, you know, you're not going to die fucking, but you are going to die eating a steak. I'd be
thinking
like,
about fucking.
Yeah, thinking about fucking, like literally protein loading before you unload the protein. I would be like, all right, I'll take that. I mean, the picture, most people just die alone in a hospital bed or
yeah.
in their car rolls over an embankment or something. If you're going to go... Go to Ruth Chris, you know, and anticipating, you know, the next morning.
Sometimes, cause I remember if I was very excited about a date, if there was a guy I liked and he liked me back and we were going to go out, before the date was almost the best I felt.
Mm-hmm.
The
By the way, that's when it's good to have control over the ass, right?
Right.
That's right. Exactly. Ready to party. All right, bring it home, baby
that's
girl.
That's the news. I'm Allison Rosen. Zip it, cunts.
That was the news with Allison Rosen.
Ah, yes. DraftKings.com, the Millionaire Grand Final is this weekend. Someone's going to win $1 million. One day, fantasy sports, not the whole drawn-out long season. Team, a lot of you play a little fantasy football, and maybe the team's not doing so good, but not with DraftKings. You pick a new team, you live to play another day, Brian.
I'm already sad for the end of DraftKings season because obviously it only goes to the regular season, but then I was happy because I'm going to do it again next year.
DraftKings, baby. The grand finals
coming up.
Yeah.
Hey, this is not that contest where you are an old man and get to eat a steak and then die before you get to fuck the hot chick.
No, this is DraftKings.
Oh, DraftKings. Oh, hell yeah.
They're a sponsor. That's right.
My bad, bro.
Yeah. Dawson?
If you hurry, you can get free entry into the Millionaire Grand Final happening this weekend only. Enter promo code Adam at DraftKings.com for your free shot to be crowned a fantasy football millionaire. But you got to enter Adam today at DraftKings.com. For details and your free entry, visit DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com.
All right. I want to mention Mangria back in stock now. Red and white. Go to CorollaDrinks.com and, of course, Amazon. Thank you so much for supporting the pirate ship. Go to AdamCorolla.com and click through Amazon for all your Christmas shopping needs. The Def Rat Guy, All Balls Christmas, your favorite Christmas songs, and done beautifully, tastefully by the DFG, the Def Rat Guy.
It's very tasteful. It's available out in stores now, though, and at adult bookstores throughout the nation.
DefRatGuy.com is where you go for that.
No, iTunes, actually, bro.
iTunes?
Or right. Amazon, but...
Amazon. Yeah, you know what to do with
that. I don't know how to run a website, bro.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. You're an artist. I forgot. Lena, as an artist, thank you for coming in. Fund anything, and you can go to fund anything and go to Free the Nipple and contribute to a very worthy cause. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Lena, DFG, Allison Rosen, and Ball Bryan saying
yeah.
Mahalo!
Listen to you.
For call-in times and phone topics, follow the show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Lots of live shows coming up, stand-up and more in January, including Long Beach, Detroit, Chicago, and Buffalo. Tickets and info on all live podcasts, stand-up events, Mangria events, and more. Visit AdamCarolla.com.